Hello and welcome to this special episode of the FYGO podcast. Today about the NFOG conference in Trondheim, which is running on the following dates from the 26th to the 5th of August this year. I'm your host, Leah Angerstjerne, and I'm thrilled to bring you some sneak peeks from the program, some tips and tricks, and some of the other things to look out for on this gorgeous event. I am attending myself and is really looking forward to the end of August. Today, I have a very special guest joining us via Zoom, NFOG Congress President Kjell Salvesen, also known as Peppe, I know now. Peppe, could you please tell us a little about yourself?
Yes, hello. Thank you for making this podcast on the conference. My name is Kjell, but everybody calls me Peppe. I am a fetal medicine specialist. I've worked in several countries. I've been most of the time in Norway, but I was 2.5 years as professor in Lund in Sweden in obstetrics, and I've been 1 year in Cambridge, UK as a consultant and professor. I've been in the NFOG for many years. I've been the chairman of the Norwegian Society, and I've also been the chairman for the Norwegian Education Committee. So I've had many roles in NFOG and the Norwegian Society. But now I am here as president of the Congress in Trondheim.
Oh, that's so cool. So could you maybe give us a small sneak peek and intro about the key topics and themes that we'll be covering during the conference?
Okay, first, short about the Congress. It was in Trondheim in 1988, and then it has sort of been touring around the different Nordic countries for every second year. But now it's back to Trondheim. It's 5 years since the last Congress in Odense, and that is, of course, because the Congress in Iceland was cancelled due to the pandemic. So it's actually 5 years since we had the last Congress, so it's about time. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely.
What the Congress. Okay, you all know when it is on. It's from 27th of August till 30th of August. On the Sunday, it's workshops mainly, and the Congress starts Monday morning. So do you want us to go through the program, sort of the workshops first?
Is there like a key topic, or what is the themes, overall theme of the conference? Is there any?
All right. Well, you have to remember that NFOG is a general OBGYN conference, so we should cover all aspects of OBGYN and not specialized areas for each subspecialities. But we do think that we have interesting sessions even for subspecialities, and we've tried to sort of also to combine subspecialities, so sort of the so they can sort of like urogynecology meets obstetrics or infertility and obstetrics. Sort of we try to combine them to make it more interesting for more people. But there are of course a lot of things I could mention. The sort of the plenary sessions, the opening session is pregnancies in athletes, and is Marit Bjørgen. She's the world's best or most winning female cross-country skier.
Wow.
She's well known in Sweden, Finland, Norway, maybe not in Denmark and Iceland because you're not so interested in cross-country skiing. But she actually was even better in her sport after she delivered a baby, and that's sort of interesting to see how she would think about training and pregnancies in athletes.
Yeah.
And the other sort of opening session for all is about the pregnancies and the brain. Mm-hmm. So we have this Dutch speaker, and with sort of how the pregnancy changes the brain or human brain structure, and we have a Swedish speaker on preeclampsia and the brain. Yeah. So these are sort of the
plenary sessions. Okay, so that's some of the keynote speakers, so yeah. Experts who will be presenting at the conference. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Are there any like hot topics in obstetrics and gynecology that will be discussed?
Well, yes, of course. Well, one of the hot topics is, of course, induction of labor increasing all over in all countries. Yeah. And so that's, of course, one session. And, of course, this sort of gynecology or surgery without anesthesiology, that's also increasing all over. So these are a couple of the interesting hot topics I think we will cover, but of course there'll be something for everybody here.
Oh, cool.
I think.
Yeah, and you just said a little about the workshops and the interactive sessions. Can you tell us a bit more what the attendants can gain about practical skills and hands-on learning? What will be it?
Okay. This is on Sunday, and you should know that we are right now about 650 people coming, including sponsors and invited speakers. So probably 450 participants, and 110 of them are so young doctors or have registered as young doctors.
Yeah.
And the workshops on Sunday are almost completely full. There are a couple of free spaces, but it's like, interactive colposcopy training, obstetrical skills training, ultrasound during labor, teenager with PCOS, laparoscopy training, and this another one, IOTA rules. This is for sort of classifying gynecological tumors. For this has been sort of asked for by many participants that they want to go through them.
Yeah, it's also so difficult. So
yeah,
we'll be training on that one.
Yeah, pelvic floor ultrasound and ethical dilemmas in pre and perinatal medicine, medical care and forensic examination after sexual assault. So we have all in all 12 workshops, and most of them are practical skills training, or some of them are. So that should be something for you.
But
most of them are now full. But I think there are 4 or 5 workshops that are still available places. Yes.
Yeah, so you should, if you want to join them, you maybe should get starting and registering your for the workshops. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah, and you could of course, if you haven't registered for workshops, you could send us a mail and see if we have some places left. But most of them are already filled up. Sorry about that.
Good. And I know there's a lot of poster presentations as well. Can you highlight any notable studies or research findings that will be presented? Do you know any?
Oh, I think that's very difficult. But we had, you should know, we have over 200 abstracts sent in, and that was very, very good. And we had this scientific committee of the NFOG that has sort of gone through all the abstracts, and they've scored them and selected them. And this was done in a very good way with no bias, because there were two sort of reviewers and they were blinded. So they sort of picked the best ones, I'm sure. And from the 200 we picked 50 for oral presentations, and we picked and the rest is it will be posters. And among the posters they were picked 15 that were sort of really short oral posters, so there will be a lot of possibilities to listen to the new science coming from the Nordic countries. So we're very happy about that. And another thing that you should know is that we have made a deal with ACTA, Obstetrics and Gynecological Scandinavia, and all posters, even the both the oral posters and the posters that will be hung up will be published in ACTA, and online, and that's ACTA is now an open access journal, as you know, so they will be citable and you can use them for your publication list. So it's and that's new and a really good thing. So
it
will come out.
Cool.
So that will be sort of the it will not print an abstract book because we don't really like to print a lot of books that will never be used. So they will, but they will be available online on ACTA before the Congress. So the abstracts will be there in ACTA and published. So that's good. That's the new thing.
Thank you. Good to know. So that was a bit about the program and the conference, and I promised to do a bit about some tips and tricks for the conference. Because sometimes I think that these conferences can be physically demanding with long days. And, you know, do you have any tips for the attendees to take care of themselves and their well-being during the conference? What do you do when you go to conference?
Well, we have organized this sort of, this morning run, if you'd like to do that. We have also morning yoga for those who would, are interested in that.
Yeah,
and next door to the conference center is a swimming pool or water land with lots of swimming pools, and you can just present your badge and you'll have free entrance. And on the other side of the Congress is this museum of Rockheim, and that's also a very interactive museum where you can do all sorts of things and again, you can just present your badge and you'll have free entrance. And but also Rockheim for the young doctors or the NFYOG members, they have planned to have their sort of get together on Sunday on Rockheim. So you'll have go through the museum and you have something to eat and drink in Rockheim, but that's sort of, you need to register for that, and I think many people have done that, and that's on Sunday. And of course the big social event will be on Monday, where we walk through the city from the conference center to the Nidarosdomen, is the church. It's the most famous church in Norway, and we'll have a concert there. There will be first an organ player, and then we'll have this pop rock band Gåte, who's going to give a concert, and after that there is a reception in the Archbishop Palace, which is next door, where there'll be food and drinks. Again, this you need to register, but it's very, very cheap. It's really sponsored. You pay 500 kroners and you'll get the concert and food and drinks and everything for that price. So that, okay, I think that'll be a fantastic.
So there's tons of things you can do to like get a bit off and on the conference, and maybe some yoga and that's cool.
So if you sort of get tired of the scientific program and you want to sort of run off, there are lots of things to do in the city. I mean, Trondheim is now very well known for all the food and the restaurants, so that's a good thing, and of course you can go for a walk if you like to do that. But we would like you to be in the conference because that's...
Do we have any tips for getting in the most out of the conference?
Well, there will be an app, and the program will be sort of there. This is made by a company called Invio, which had the conference app on the Odense Congress, and that worked very well. So I don't. There will not be a sort of. We try to stay away from papers and books that will not be read. So there'll be mostly electronic. Apps and abstracts will be there as well.
That's cool. So do you have any hashtags, or are you on like Instagram or Twitter or some of those online platforms?
Good suggestion. I'm not a very good person to ask that because I'm not on Twitter. But we'll look into that. We need to be because that's where people meet. But good thing. We'll have to discuss that in the local committee. Mm. We still have some months, so we can.
And then my final and a question was actually something about the local attractions and activities, but I think you have covered that very good. Do you have anything to add?
No, I think, we welcome you to come and we look forward to Congress. I cannot promise you nice weather,
how is the weather normally in August in Trondheim?
Normally it's quite good, but living in Scandinavia, you can get
you never know. Bad day. you shouldn't bring your skis, right?
No, it's not that far north. Right now, outside it's like 20 degrees and a bit sun and a bit cloudy. But we had some bad weathers, but now it's looking good. So
good.
We hope for a nice days in August. I'm sure even if it's raining, we will have a good time.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add on the program or to tell about the conference?
Oh yeah, one thing I would like to add because I forgot, and that's sort of on the final day we have this plenary session on war and women's health. We instead of having a global health session, we decided to have something on Ukraine and war and women's health, and we invited people from both doctors from Ukraine and from the Doctors Without Borders, and then we'll have a discussion on how. Remember, Ukraine was a very well functioning society, and then the war sort of tore it apart, the health system, and that's quite interesting compared to conflicts in countries which has not had a well functioning health system. Yeah. We also have a session on from pregnant women to pregnant persons, both from the medical perspective and the patient's perspective. That's quite. Could be an interesting thing, and of course we have prizes for young investigators, and of course the best abstracts, posters, and we so there are lots of interesting things going on the conference.
Then I just want to say to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us on this special episode of our FUGO podcast, exploring the exciting program for the NFOG conference. I hope you found it informative and inspiring. And as we wrap up this episode, I just want to thank our guest, Peppe Salversen. Thank you so much for coming on Zoom and helping me with this podcast. I myself are really looking forward to the conference in the end of August, and I hope to see you all there. You will find me with a poster at the poster presentation, and of course also with my mobile recorder, hoping for some interviews of you guys and your exciting research. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.